Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Scott Arno is here. Scott's back. That's right. Scott's back. Scott's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the security advocate. He's vice president of Soho Solutions, and we turn to him when we want to see what's going on with regard to cybersecurity. And is that becoming an artifact statement, Scott? Welcome back, by the way. Thank you for being
Thanks
here.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for all the good work you're doing. Cybersecurity, is that going to be where we'll look back, you know, in a couple of years and say, well, that was a romantic notion, wasn't it?
Well, it's an interesting way to put that. Cybersecurity in some ways becomes more and more necessary, but a lot of what I do is explain this stuff effectively in plain English to people. And what I run across more and more is that people are shocked that there are so many different ways to hit a system. Mm-hmm. When at the end of the day, every time you add something cool, some new feature, some new functionality, anything that makes it faster or better, it has more effectively more moving parts and more stuff that can be exploited. So that's the thing. All this stuff is built of computer code. Mm-hmm. So let's say, for example, the phone in your pocket. That's going to have about 30 million lines of code. Now, the best coders in the whole wide world will make a mistake about once every 6,000 lines of code. Now, if you do the math really quickly, that means bare minimum 5,000 errors inside that one little phone.
Right.
Some of them will be nothing. Some of them won't be nothing. Some of them won't be discovered for quite a while. That Heartbleed bug that we talked about a few months back, that's exactly what that was. It was a coding error. Now, that's not that these people are not trying to do great work. It's just it's really complex stuff to do perfectly. And invariably, as these mistakes pop up, bad guys will try and find them and exploit them. So it does become a game effectively of whack-a-mole. And if anything, the security stuff becomes more and more important because, you know, we say, hey, wow, that's cool, I can do this. And as you make use of this new feature, yeah, there's going to be a downside. There could be some exposure there.
Right.
This is where you hope your security people are right on the ball.
Well, but you know, out here on Main Street, Scott, we've mm-hmm. got I've got malware software on my computer, right? I've got wireless. I've got protection for my Wi-Fi connection so that people can't break into the middle of my wireless stream. I have to have that, but then you got other things, and I try not, you know, I try to do a good job. I don't click on stuff that I don't know. I'm pretty much a Nazi about stuff like that. And so far, knock wood, so far I haven't actually, you know, gotten in trouble that way. But at the same time, I was just noticing that there's a major problem right now with these USB drives. I use a lot of USB drives, and now there's what they're calling unpatchable USB malware is now in the wild. I was reading an article about that. So
yep.
A USB drive that I buy from a reputable organization gives it to me, sells it to me, and I take it and put stuff on it, and then I go give a speech. They want my thumb drive with my speech, my slides. I give it to them. Now it's on their computer. I mean, how it's and then you hear about all these retailers who are getting hacked by my. I mean, it's this is why I keep saying that cybersecurity isn't that just a romantic notion now.
Well, you know, we start hitting a point where we almost get numb to it. You know, you hear, oh, yeah, Home Depot 2, all right, that's the latest one, whatever. What's the score of the Cowboys game? You know, that's the point you hit
yeah.
where you stop paying attention to this stuff. And that, to an extent, is one of the most dangerous things because it keeps people from taking basic steps to protect themselves. The USB drives are pretty scary because there's not much they can do other than totally
no.
redesign them right now. And that's
But those things are everywhere.
They sure are.
And we keep handing them around like a disease, isn't it? It's like a contagious disease.
that's a curious comparison and not
isn't
inaccurate.
Yeah. So you know, this is where people are right now, I think. And then we hear people like, I mean, what was it, the quote I heard a few months ago from one of the guys who runs McAfee or one of those big companies, security companies, basically saying, you know, antivirus is dead, it's history?
Oh, yeah, that was Symantec. That happened to come out coincidentally with them releasing a new product beyond antivirus software.
Yeah.
Antivirus, is honestly, it's a seatbelt. And, you know, yes, if you're in a car and your car is on fire, your seatbelt is not helpful. Does that mean you should not always wear your seatbelt? Of course not. It doesn't catch everything, but it's like giving away the first layer of defense just because if you don't use it.
When we come back, we're going to get a couple of things out on the table. One is I'm going to get Scott to report on this J.P. Morgan data breach that's the biggest of all so far, and what that means to you and me, and what can you and I do about all this? What can we do to try to stay ahead of the bad guys? It's 20 Till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.